Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Good afternoon, it's Dave and Fionnuala. If you felt the show over the past couple of days hasn't been up to scratch, that would be because Leah wasn't here. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Dave and Fionnuala.
Hello.
Leah is our, not silent producer, we do use you on occasion. You were at a course in Dublin.
I was.
You were taking the train.
Yes.
Where were you taking the train from?
I was coming from Dublin to Athlone, so we passed through Tullamore on the way home yesterday evening.
Oh, ploughing crowd.
Oh, loads of them.
I'd say Éireann Rodairn loves muck through their carriages.
They do, and they brought on, I'd say, about 5 different security men as soon as we got on to Tullamore.
Why did you take notes in your phone specifically, though? It wasn't to do with ploughing people, was it?
There was people around me coming from the ploughing, and we got stopped for about 10 minutes between Tullamore and Athlone, and I had no service, so I was bored, and I do quite enjoy eavesdropping.
Describe the people that you were eavesdropping on.
3 older people, 2 men and a woman from Mayo.
So would they talk like this?
Yeah, close
enough
to that.
They were nattering.
Do we think they knew each other before they'd got on the train, like as in travelling together, or had they met and just bonded?
Oh, these knew each other. And from what I could gather, they used to work together years ago.
Right, okay.
Bring us through your notes. What were they talking about?
So the first thing that caught my attention was, I love to see a good field of grass.
Okay.
There was plenty of them, to be fair. Then you'd miss the tea cart, wouldn't you?
In fairness, they do have a big point, though.
Oh, they do. I would have loved a cup of tea at that stage.
That stage, I would have been jumping in with them going, you're dead right. Yes. I would have stopped the listening and entered the conversation.
I was giggling away to myself because then they were asking, were you watching Nationwide last night, were you?
And were they?
They were. Okay. They were. I'm not sure who was on it, but they were intrigued.
I wonder, was it the Sabina Higgins episode? Because I had seen a promo from that she was talking about how excited she is to get out of Orsanook Tyrone and go back to Galway. But anyway.
Perhaps. Yeah. Could have been that now. Then one of the men came out with, some women are horrid gullible.
Okay. Was there, no need for the sexism.
Was there any relation or any like explanation for that?
I can't remember what the context was because this conversation was going on for a while. Like, I was listening for a long time. So I was like, I need to take notes here. Then they described a man as a thick yoke. One of my personal favourites.
Would you take the train after this again?
Oh, I would. And I won't be wearing headphones from here on out.
Listening to people. We might just send you on trains to listen to people.
I honestly think great content to be had. Because people give themselves the thought that they're inaudible on the train. They think it's just the person they're talking to that can hear them, and they don't realise, no, there's a full carriage who's realising what you're saying.
And if I was from Mayo, then I would have got a lot more context because these were name dropping left, right and centre.
Did you take any of the names down?
I didn't. I'm not that bad now.
Would there be any part of you as a Roscommon person trying to make these Mayo people out to be thick boggers?
And that's you, not my intention.
Roscommon people are so sophisticated, of course we wouldn't be calling people thick yolks.
Not my intention at all. I was listening to them before I knew they were from Mayo, but then when they were from Mayo, I have to say it made a lot more sense in my head.
I haven't been in the train in so long. I always associated getting the train with just a bunch of lunatics and anybody could sit in beside you.
There's still that going on.
That's the beauty of the train, Dave. You honestly should do it. The material that you would get from it, particularly.
Why me?
Because I think...
Do I have a certain je ne sais quoi for attracting lunatics?
That's exactly what I was going to say. You are what I could politely term as a lunatic magnet. And that is, I think, one of the highest compliments we could say, because you invite people to open up and you get gold out of them.
Okay, we'll do an experiment. I will get a train for no good reason other than trying to attract lunatics.
Perfect.
For the sake of the show.
Yeah.
And if nothing comes out of it, so be it. Thank you for your ears, Leah. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.